This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Over 20 million Canadians visit the United States every year, spending $19 billion, which is impressive when you consider we are a population of 38 million. On average, that's about one in every two Canadians head south once a year. So it's no wonder that we seem overly fixated on the direction for the Canadian dollar vis-a-vis the US dollar. People tend to hold a view on our dollar as a function of how much their upcoming vacation will cost. But obviously, any move in the Canadian dollar has a much broader reach than just travel. I outlined our view for the Canadian dollar 6 months ago, and since then, our view has changed. Today, I will outline what has changed and where we think the loonie is headed. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of January 23rd, so listen on as we navigate the living market. The exchange rate of the US dollar and the Canadian dollar is quite cyclical in the long run, but what makes it go higher or lower in the short run is interesting. Over the longer term, the Canadian dollar exchange rate to the US has moved largely with two things: the price of oil and the difference in interest rates between Canada and the US. Historically, as oil prices move higher or lower, the Canadian dollar would rise or fall against the US dollar. Similarly, as short-term interest rates in Canada move higher relative to the US, the loonie would gain. Now, these correlations aren't perfect over time, and at some times one factor can hold more influence over the other. But for the most part, the Canadian dollar's move could be explained by one, the other, or both. Let's start with interest rates. The difference in interest rates between Canada and the United States will impact the direction of the exchange rate. Why? In part, because investors are likely to chase higher yields. If interest rates are higher in the United States, investors will move their money there, selling Canadian dollars to buy US dollars and higher interest-bearing bonds. The second important factor is oil. For decades, there has been a strong correlation between oil prices and the Canadian dollar. With Canada being a major exporter of oil, strong oil prices denominated in US dollars tends to lead to a stronger Canadian dollar. Today, interest rates are higher in the United States and Canada, and are expected to remain so through this year. At the same time, oil prices appear to have stabilized around the US $80 range. Between the two, interest rates are pushing the loonie lower, while oil is lifting the Canadian dollar higher. Now, bear in mind that the influence of oil and rates on the value of the Canadian dollar is not always 50-50. It can vary greatly over short periods of time, and in fact, these correlations can be quite volatile, where oil will have no correlation, or the Canadian dollar will have no correlation with oil, and neither will rates. Now, with the help of regression models, we can make assumptions on where the fair value of the Canadian dollar sits today. Whereas just 6 months ago, we argued the Canadian dollar was undervalued, with a fair value closer to 82 cents US, today our fair value model would say that there is much less upside to the loonie. In fact, we see the fair value at 76 cents. In other words, just slightly above where we are today. Our base case is that the interest rate differential will remain at its current level on the belief that the US Federal Reserve has only 50 basis points more to hike its interest rates before it pauses. Additionally, we feel oil prices will remain in a tighter range between $70 to $85 US per barrel. Our view, then, over the next 6 to 12 months, is that the loonie is likely to remain range-bound between 73 cents US to 76 cents US. Not much in the way of upside for those hoping for a discount on their winter vacation, but not much downside either. Regardless, don't forget to pack your sunscreen. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.